Guild Wars.
Neither of us play MMOs.
I don't play MMOs.
Did you ever get into DCU Online?
No, because you had to pay a lot of money for that.
All right. Okay. So neither of us play a lot of MMOs, but I saw a bit of Guild Wars 2 demo today, and I thought it was cool enough and unique enough to merit mention.
Yeah.
And I'll just sort of barrel through this, and mm-hmm. maybe if you have questions, you can go for it.
Yeah, so, Clint is the only one who saw this. I didn't see it.
Yeah, so
I was too busy getting BioShock signatures.
Last time I played an MMO, it was actually before World of Warcraft or Guild Wars came out.
Okay.
And so to be clear, that's sort of my context. But, you know, every year at PAX, there are dozens of MMOs.
Yeah, MMO Central over there.
You cannot walk 20 feet without running into one this year.
Yeah.
It's MMOs and FPSs.
And free-to-play games.
But
those are not exclusive. Those could be one and the same in some cases.
You just wait until Huxley comes out.
I don't know what that is.
Nobody knows what it is. Anyway, okay. So last time I played an MMO, it was then. It was the beta of those two, the beta.
Okay.
It was the beta of those two games. And so I thought Guild Wars 2 looked really cool. So
mm-hmm.
first of all, it looks more action-y and in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
I think DCU Online did some stuff that was kind of cool there.
Yeah.
But it still felt kind of loosey-goosey. It still
yeah.
felt like
mm-hmm.
you clicked on a dude and you watched your guy walk over and beat on him. And then once
Actually, no. Going back to Comic-Con 2009,
yeah.
I did play a demo of DCU Online. And it was kind of a press to attack thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that actually made it into the game because that was a long time before it actually came out. But, yeah. So...
Okay, well, that's pretty good. But yeah, still, most MMOs not like that. So
yeah.
So they're doing that, that's nice. So there's a dodge, which is not a character skill, it's just movement.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a combat roll that's a dodge.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that at any time, and you know, it actually works to dodge projectiles or attacks. And you even get a dodge bonus.
Is that like a button that you press?
I don't know, they never really delved into that.
Okay.
I would assume that it is... Or I assume PC players probably double tap in the direction.
Yeah, that also works.
Yeah, so more action-y,
mm-hmm.
more action-oriented. And they've done a lot of cool stuff to the things that suck about MMOs. So, you know, anyone who's played any length of World of Warcraft knows that 90% of missions are go to this cave, kill these five doodads and bring their carcasses back to me, right?
Okay.
And you go there, and maybe you're with a party. If you're with a party, then, you know, it's all good. Any
yeah.
one of you collects this thing, you all get it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's all these other people there, and you're just like, no, hands off my shit. Like, I was the one. All that's gone. So as long as you're allied together at all, so, like, there are three world factions. I think there are... They're world factions, but, you know,
okay.
if you're in your realm, you're in your world. And so as long as you're not mortal enemies,
mm-hmm.
you're as long as you're in an area, you're basically automatically in a party. Like, it's not formalized, but whenever you kill somebody, as long as you participated in that kill somehow,
yeah.
you get the full experience, you get the full loot for killing
that
person.
Then, in that case, what's to stop you from just, like, hitting an enemy that somebody is working on and then just walking away?
Probably nothing, but at some point someone's got to take down the enemies, and honestly, you're going to get pretty bored if you're just whacking each enemy once anyway. If that's your purpose playing the game, I don't think you're going to have much fun. It is called
That's
a role-playing game, after
That's
all.
That's true.
So they've... In my mind, they've really improved that. Like, It's always a weird thing having to fight over things that everybody's collecting. So,
yeah.
So they've improved that a lot. And then the other thing they've really put a lot of thought into is the process of joining your friends when you're mismatched in level. So
mm-hmm.
like Borderlands and all these different games have
oh, yeah.
significant problems
Ooh.
With this. They do this thing where basically there are different areas of the world. And if you
yeah.
go to an area that is lower leveled than you, you actually get capped down. When you enter that area. And actually, I really wanted to ask this question, I didn't manage to, where I don't know if you lose your skills, if they're higher level skills, or if the skills just get scaled down.
Hmm.
But there's some interesting things there, too.
Interesting.
And it just looks great. Like, that game
yeah.
looks good, it's
yeah.
fleshed out, it's huge, they've been working on it for a long time.
Looks exciting.
Yeah.